Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. Not only that, just The Last Drop. This is the Thanksgiving week version of The Last Drop, even though here we don't really give a fuck about Thanksgiving, you know.
They do not. We do not. America really don't either. They just like eating shit.
I was just telling, a friend
you
that.
You know how I know that? There are never any Thanksgiving movies playing. There's never any Thanksgiving songs.
Mm-mm.
People don't give a fuck. Once November hits, it's just all Christmas.
Yeah.
Everybody's just gearing up for Christmas.
And not only that, the day after Thanksgiving never happens because it's shopping time, you know?
Yeah.
Like we said earlier before
Black Friday, baby.
That Black Friday kicks in. It's like, thanks what? No, I need to beat your ass for this TV now.
No, I ain't give a thing. I'm going to give you this fist of your fucking get my goddamn Samsung OLED 4K 120 Hz TV, goddamn.
Wait, that 55-inch 4K is only fucking 500? I got something for your ass. Molotov cocktail and shit.
Break that glass.
Yeah.
Swipe.
Start making your drink and shit. Be like, Lord, thank me for this food that I'm about to receive. And thank me for this 55-inch, bitch. Chuck this
bitch. Yeah. That brings everybody's inner ghetto. Black Friday. Everybody said it's like the worst individual known to man.
Oh, like whatever stereotype of every race you could figure out. That's what came out.
Yes, that's what the stereotype
was like.
Come out. Yeah.
It was like being at Walmart all day. You know, it's just you had like white trash trailer parks. You had like what do they call Hispanic people? I guess they don't have like a trashy term for them. It's more like just being racist and
not
shit
that I know of.
Yeah. So yeah, I can't think of one or whatever. So I guess they would call them like wetbacks or some shit like that, whatever. So yeah. So then you got the black people, you call them niggers and shit like that, whatever. I mean, it's just all of that. Just all in one. Black Friday is proof of how our society really is.
Oh yeah. There's no phone voices on Black Friday. You know, you have a phone, you have that specific voice. Not that on Black Friday.
No. I feel sorry for them people that work for these companies that deal with this shit. I was like, man. I mean, they've gotten a little bit more organized in the past.
I'll never forget that South Park episode. That is such a perfect representation of Black Friday.
So my first Black Friday, I was still living in Compton at the time. And they had just opened up that shopping center with the Best Buy and everything. And this was not the Compton one. This was Lakewood. Yeah. So Lakewood where the Best Buy, I don't know if it's still there. Shit, I haven't been over in that area in a while. There used to be a Best Buy over there. I went there and I was like second in line or whatever and shit. I thought I was going to get some video games, whatever, see what's up, you know, big deal. And this guy, you see him walking up. He's got like a container, hot coffee. Oh, I don't know what was in it, right? It looked like coffee. He walks up with the container. He was like, is this the line for Black Friday or whatever stuff? He was like, yeah. He was like, so where's the line start? And this dude raised his hand. He's like, starts right here, man. He's like, I'm first in line. He opened up this container and threw this shit right in his eyes. This dude was on the ground screaming and hollering his ass off. And I was like, this dude was hollering and shit, and it looked like coffee because it was on the ground. It was all brown and black and shit, whatever stuff. So I was like, did he just throw hot? And then he hopped right in his line, and he just stood there with his back turned to me. Didn't even look at. I was like,
rather than seeing a war shack, he throws a hot oil. Watching a war shack throws a hot oil in that motherfucker's face.
He looked like that dude from Home Alone 2 when they electrocuted his ass and shit, the way he was screaming and shit. And I didn't fuck with, I wanted to kick this dude that was screaming. I was like, you need to get out of line, man. He already told you, man. Like, he was making so much noise, I didn't want to draw attention to me. You know what I'm saying? I was just like you need to get your ass up out of line, bro. Like, this dude in front. That shit was crazy to me, though. I was like, man. And at the Fox Hills Mall, people, if you ain't familiar with that, it's kind of like on the borderline of Culver City. And actually, I guess it is more like Culver City-ish.
It's Culver City.
Yeah. That mall get ghetto.
It should be uppity now with Westfield shit in the remodel. But I remember the old Fox Hills Mall.
Man, whenever y'all saw, if you lived in another state and they would show you the news of like fights happening in L.A., like, oh, they're at this Best Buy or at the mall or something like, it was always that mall. Like, that mall was always the one on TV and shit. That was the mall where people were saying, yeah, I'm giving thanks to this turkey, my family and friends, and I'm going to give thanks to this bottle I'm about to crack inside this motherfucker's head right now. Yep. Thank you for providing me with the funds to crack this bottle across his fucking head, Lord. Amen. Shit. Shalaha mahalameka.
I'm speaking random tongues and shit. I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
I said what that girl was saying.
That's close enough, baby. Yeah. As-salamu alaykum.
I pray vengeance upon you and thee. Mm-hmm. He turns into the day. People turned into Punisher Warzone.
Yeah. Or Daredevil. They're praying for forgiveness before he fucks somebody up.
They carry that bead. What's, I forgot those rosaries?
The rosary beads?
Yeah, they carry those rosary beads. Kiss them. And then
bash around the fist and knock a motherfucker out with that shit.
Remember when those beads were in style?
Mm-hmm.
That was like a thing, you know? I'm not going to lie, I wore them too because I just like the beads itself or whatever and shit. And I was just
I still wear beads. Ain't rosary beads.
They ain't rosary beads or whatever and shit. Those were cool back then. You know, that was a thing to do back in 2008, people. You know, times have changed now. But this is your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
Cody, and he's over here drinking some beer.
I'm already sitting, baby.
Yeah. I got some whiskey up in here, too, even though I drunk enough last night. But that's whatever. You know, that was last night.
That was last night. Yeah.
New day.
This is now, goddamn it. Yeah.
New day. You know what I'm saying?
New day. New liver.
Yeah, new day. Not only that, man, just getting the spirit of Thanksgiving, because everybody always have that cranberry sauce. I got some cranberry juice.
Welch's,
baby. You know what I'm saying? Let me go get some.
That goes down easy. Not like the gelatinous bullshit being on Thanksgiving. Shit's disgusting as fuck.
Thank you.
That shit. Nasty. Nasty.
This shit is disgusting, okay?
I don't fuck with that cranberry sauce. No. I look at the table with all the food on there. I'm like, yeah, okay, that. Fuck you. That's Cody, good me. That cranberry sauce. No, sir.
Cody turns into an angry black man like I do when you point the fingers like, look here, cranberry sauce. I ain't fucking with you today, okay? You can suck my dick or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But hey, you greens? Shit, I'll fuck with you right now. Give me some of that, right?
Yeah. What about that? Cranberry sauce, no, sir.
So we can just talk about the food of Thanksgiving. Because I got to be honest.
Let's do that.
I don't even like the food. I like it.
I've grown over the years, so I only like it in one sitting. That leftover shit, I can't fuck with that anymore. Okay, it's too much.
So
but I do like Thanksgiving food once a year.
I don't like stuffing either, Cody.
I like stuffing.
I hate stuffing. I really hate it. It reminds me of Assassin's Creed. It just looks like the same bland shit over.
It's because it would make it, I guess. Because I've had bad stuffing before. I've had good stuffing before.
Oh, I'm not saying either whoever makes it. I'm just saying in general. I don't like it in general or whatever. Shit. Okay. Like, yeah, because mom's hooks it up for whatever it is. I just go like, yeah, it's just nothing to me. I don't like things even the food. Like, I'll get some, mom's throw some greens in there. I'll throw greens. And I love, because we got the smoker in the back. I love me a smoked turkey. That shit's delicious, whatever. Yeah. And one time we did a smoked salmon and smoked turkey, too. Oh, now you're speaking my language. I don't care about the sides.
I will say, over the years, I have mastered the turkey cooking. My shit is...
It's gotten better.
Off the bone good.
Yes.
My shit is perfection, sir.
Remember when that shit used to be dry as fuck when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man. I
feel like you're eating, like, sandpaper or some shit.
Why do people like this? You know, we always talk about how technology has come across in the world today. What about food or whatever and how we prepare that shit now? Because back in the day when me and Cody was kids, turkey was some dry ass shit, okay?
Dry ass, bland ass shit. It's like, man, can I just go back to chicken, please?
Thank you. You know, I thought it was chicken. I was just like, this should be good. I was like, chicken. I was like,
No, you have to know how to cook turkey. Because turkey can turn bland real quick.
And now, like, with all these devices, these smokers and shit like that, and you can do so much with a turkey now. It's just like, I never know why I thought this was bad in the first place. This is the most delicious goddamn thing you could have on the table here or whatever. Mom don't make me no potato salad for Thanksgiving. She usually saves that for Christmas. And I go like, what fucking difference does it make? Just make it for both of us. Like, doesn't make a difference, shit. But you know what? Fuck all that Thanksgiving shit. Let's talk about the real holiday that's coming up. Christmas, Cody, because that's here. That's
That's what that's all. That's how they people actually give a shit about.
Yeah, this is
that's
like
the only one that matters.
So this is like a this is like Ant-Man before we get to Avengers Endgame. You know, that's what this is. You know, this is just a little. This is a filler episode, or not an episode, but this is a filler holiday just to get to the real holiday, which is Christmas, because as soon as Thanksgiving in, like we said, Black Friday kicks in, and the one thing people do that shit for is TVs and to do Christmas shopping, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
So how many heads you plan on bashing in next Friday, Cody?
Well, you see, me being a sensible motherfucker, I do not do in-person Black Friday shopping. I don't think you can this year anyway. Got the curfew shit going on, so I don't think that's going to happen, obviously, with COVID stuff.
They're just
going
to open up early.
That might be an option, too. I won't go be there anyway.
Because so. They do it now on Thursdays, like starting at like 5 o'clock and shit. It starts like really early.
It, with me, since I've gotten older these last few years, I've gotten all the shit I needed before Christmas time anyway, so I don't really need shit. So I'm good.
My thing is, I don't do it anymore. I'll do it like later on in the day just to see if I see anything that like catch my eye, but I don't need anything.
Yeah, I got my PS5, baby. That's all I really fucking needed this year.
How many people you think gonna be in that line talking about where the fuck them PS5s
at? You know, goddamn well you gotta pre-order that shit. Pick it up in person. That could just have it there.
You're gonna walk up to Best Buy and be like,
I already know it's gonna be something. A lot of motherfuckers out there just waiting.
I got this Molotov cocktail. You better tell me where the fuck are we gonna be watching the news on Friday, Cody, saying hostages has been taken in at it's gonna be like that episode of the Boondocks with the Booty Warrior and shit.
Yep, exactly.
When they had like a list of demands and they didn't so just look, the Best Buy employees are gonna be like, just whatever you want, just let us know. And then they're gonna be sitting down talking about bitches. sir, this is a Best Buy. Did you just say what I said, but smarter? And then you got that one ignorant brother come up. Wait a minute, hold on. I want white bitches in. And then you had that one smart brother come on and be like, why don't we all just get new TVs and stuff like that? And they're going to look at him and be like, nigga, is you dumb or what? So, yes, I never really need anything. I mean, as you know, Cody, I'm a technology hoarder. And I don't really need any thing that comes up. And I tend to do my Christmas shopping like in August and September. So I tend to get that shit over pretty early. So I don't really have to deal with anything. Yeah,
out the way. Got
to
worry about it.
That way, if anything nice does come around the time of the year, I can just buy it for myself. Because I have this rule somewhat when it comes to like around December-ish. I don't really buy anything for myself unless I do for others, and mainly in the family as far as getting them something nice or something like that. So I just get them out the way. That way when December does roll around, I'd be like, I already got that shit. Like, that shit's for me. So, yes. What are you drinking on right now, Cody?
What I'm drinking on right now, so it's funny because we're talking about how people don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Let's get straight to Christmas. This is from Port Brewing Company. This is Santa's Little
Helper. I've had that last year, actually.
This is Imperial Stout, coming in at 9.9%, brewed with hazelnut and coffee. So it's a good holiday beer.
The one good thing about Black Friday and after Christmas, too? Christmas beer goes on sale.
Christmas beer. Now, that's the one thing I do like about Christmas a lot is the Christmas beer. It is really good.
It goes on sale cheap. Remember last year I was sending you all those photos and shit to them? I was like, man.
There's a beer that Sierra Nevada releases. It's funny. I can't find it. If I do find it, it's always fucking old. Celebration. That's one of my favorite holiday beers. Sierra Nevada Celebration is IPA.
Did you see the new Bourbon County Weller 12 beer that came out?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I had a Weller 12.
Weller 12.
Maybe I heard about it. Okay.
Weller 12 and Bourbon County hooked up together. They're collabing together. I love it too because they got two fucking distillers. They sitting down drinking and shit. I was like, they work for the fucking company. I was like, of course they're gonna sit up here and go like, damn, you make good whiskey. Damn, you make good beer. It's like, hire the last drop for your shit, bitch. You're like, we're going to give you your honest reviews that you need and stuff like that. But so, yeah, they just recently came out. I saw the photo of it and the video. Bourbon County's coming out with their limited edition beer crafted in bourbon Weller 12 barrels that were aged in their barrels for, I think they said 12 months, maybe 16 months.
Okay, that sounds about right.
God, I think it was like 12 to 16 months, somewhere around that time frame. So
that sounds interesting right there.
Sounds very unique. I'm curious, to say the least. I do like my Weller, but I will say Weller 12 is my least favorite Weller of the batch. So it's for it to be aged for only about a year. It's like, I hope the Bourbon County beer takes over this whiskey here.
they usually don't age beers in bourbon barrels for over, maybe 2 years, like the most they age stuff.
I've only seen one the longest part. 16 months mainly. I don't think I've ever seen anything over 16 months.
Yeah, because you don't need, because you just want the characteristics of the bourbon. You don't want shit just tastes like straight fucking bourbon.
Oh, because the bourbon would definitely overtake the charisma of the whole beer itself. It wouldn't even taste like a beer anymore. So,
right.
Yeah, that'd be like fucking stupid as hell to do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can find this shit right now. Forgot where I saw it, to be honest.
Yeah, because this is their the 10th anniversary of something. I know it's not 10th anniversary of Bourbon County, but somebody's 10th anniversary for something. I see here.
I'm trying to locate that.
It's the 10th year of releasing Bourbon County on Black Friday. So that's what it's celebrating.
I knew it had something to do with a holiday. Yeah. I was like, I can't remember if it was Christmas.
That's what it is. So it's anniversary Bourbon County stuff. That's the one Asian Weller. Weller 12,
yeah. Weller 12 is okay. I mean, it's not the best, to be honest. I know people lash and hunt for that fucking thing because it's so hard.
It's more of a name thing. That's why they're doing that.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Weller has built up a fucking name.
Yeah, they have two variants. They have one in Weller 12 and one in Old Forester.
Old Forester, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is another.
It's the birthday bourbon barrels.
Ugh.
That's what that is.
I hate those.
Not a fan.
No,
so,
God, no.
Hey, maybe Bourbon County make those barrels shine, or maybe not. I don't know. I would be interested to try those.
You probably won't even taste a Weller and Old Forester and those. So it's not like it's going to make you want to go out and buy those bottles per se, especially since those bottles are so goddamn expensive too. So it's like,
Hey, that's just 11-year-old. You don't see those ever.
birthday bourbon. That's just like. Cheap price, or whatever you can find, is like $250, but over that, it's like $400 up.
Sick.
Old Foresters is not, for me at least.
Yeah, you don't talk about it much.
It's not that good of a brand, to be honest with you. I mean, the only one I had on this show so far was the store pick one from High Time.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was really fucking good, which I was just more shocked that High Time actually picked a good barrel because they fucking never pick one.
Yeah, they pick some trash.
Man, every store, that's like a one store I've had like bad store picks from. That I can think of.
That's rare. Usually store picks on point, usually.
Yeah, like usually. But then again, I know the people that work there, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So,
well, you know. That makes sense.
I remember I told this one dude one time, like, he was trying to tell me, like, about Glendronic or whatever, and I was just like, yeah, I know about Glendronic or whatever, because they used to be discontinued, or he was like, they just came back. He was like, you got to get that Glendronic 12. I was like, I have a Glendronic Platinum. He was just like, that doesn't exist. And I said, that doesn't exist. I went to my Instagram page, and I was like, what's that then right there?
See, we have a customer schooling you on some shit that you should know about. You probably shouldn't be working there.
You shouldn't be shopping there neither. So I tell him that and show him this photo, and he was just like, oh, man, yeah, that's discontinued. I don't know how you got it. I said, bitch, you just said you didn't exist. How you, there's a difference.
So now it's discontinued. It went from non-existent to discontinued.
Yeah, and one time I was talking to another employee that worked there, and they were talking about, like, we were talking about Blanton's or whatever and stuff, and they were like, we got Blanton's, though, if you want to get some of that. I was like, no, I got, like, five bottles of those or whatever. I said, unless you got some Blanton's black or gold or straight from the barrel. This is a while back, too. This is, like, maybe 2 years ago. And he was like, black and gold. He was like, those don't exist. I was like, it's like, I said, do I really got to look this up? So I looked it up for him, right, and it was just like, oh, that's the overseas bottles and stuff like that. I was like, what is this doesn't exist shit then? Like,
it just me. It's code for I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
like, they fucking exist. And then one of them even said, oh, but the black is lower proof than the one we have, the regular American version. I just said, yeah, but that one's shit compared to the black. He was just like, yeah, but it's hard to get, though. I was just like, I just told you I had five of them, dude. Like, I was like, man, if you really want to make a sale, shit, you need to switch your bottles up then, like, or tell me that, like, you know, what do you like and what do you want or something like that. Not like try to push something I already told you I don't want. Like, who does that shit? Like Cody goes to a store and be like, hey man, we got Coors Light, $12.99. It's on sale, yeah, bro, 24 pack, whatever. And Cody tells you, I don't really fuck with that beer. It tastes like shit.
Yeah. Man. Shitty.
$10.99, bro. What do you think? like, drops the $2 on you, Cody, and he's just like, since you say it like that,
well, now you're making an offer I can't refuse. You see, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, okay. or you know, put it in layman's term, that Stash House whiskey shit we had. Or whatever the fuck that Halloween whiskey shit we had.
Oh, Slaughterhouse.
Stash out there in my barbershop. Slaughterhouse, yeah. You get that shit, whatever. I don't even remember how much that shit cost because it just escaped my mind or whatever.
I don't think it was expensive.
It wasn't at all. It was probably, I'm trying to think like maybe $35 or whatever. Maybe yeah. $40. The motherfucker just came, I'll take $15 off of it though, JB. What do you think?
In that case...
Sure, I'm going to buy some shit I don't want. Yeah.
Because it's cheap. Right? What?
You know, it's funny. Speaking of that shit, I know a lot of people, though, in the alcohol community that does do that shit, though. Like, they buy shit that they don't like just because of...
Just
because
it's at a discount.
It's either at a discount, Instagram flexing, or just to say they have it, per se, or whatever. Like, I'm sick because, like, I know somebody that has... I was just talking to a friend about this. I know somebody that has a Hibiki 12 half bottle. He tells me he don't even like the shit. He says he don't like Japanese because he's a bourbon guy. He's like, I got it in the East Coast for like $90 or whatever, right? I was like, this is like 2 years ago. I was like, damn, that's still a good price though for that. You know, it was discontinued 2 years ago and shit. I said, like, I'll buy it off you because usually it goes for like $300.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you could find it, $300 at the cheapest, but it's like usually like $450, $500 or whatever, which is ridiculous for a 12-year-old. I told him, I said, half a bottle? I give you $150 for it right now. I said, shit, not only that, you getting something in your pocket, I get a bottle I like, it's $300 at the cheapest, but this is a half bottle. He's like, nah, man, I'm going to hold on to it. The fuck you going to hold on to it for? Like, it's like you just straight up said it was nasty as fuck. Like, it's like, Cody, if you was drinking that beer right there, and you told me you had, like, a case of that shit, and I told you I liked it or whatever and stuff, you was like, this shit's nasty as shit to me, whatever. And I sat up there and said, should I get $80 for that right now, whatever?
Yeah, okay. Here, take it.
Yeah,
I won't do it.
And let's just say you paid for that case. Shit, let's just say you paid $60 for it or something like that.
Yeah, duh, I'm going to give it to you. Yeah. What? There's no brainer. Yeah, stupid. Why would I do that?
What are you going to do with it if you don't? Like, yeah. I'm thinking in my head, like, he can't resell the Hibiki tour because it's already fucking open. So it's like, it ain't like you're going to get full price for it or whatever. So it's like.
No, you're not.
You only paid.
Hey, yeah, shit, that's the best possible you're going to get. $150 for half a bottle? Come on, man.
I'm hooking him up, right? Am I not hooking him up? I'm like,
he can put that towards some shit he actually likes.
Yeah.
$150.
I noticed with different bottles, two people that I've known done that shit, whatever. And I'm going like, and my buddy just told me, they just like to hold on to it to flex on Instagram that they have. It's like, what the fuck does that do for you?
Hey. I got this amount of likes on the gram.
Yo,
shit.
Man.
I'm a made man now, baby.
I had a buddy post like, I'm just curious as to what people do with their beer and their whiskey. I wrote in his comments, I said, I drink that shit. That's what I
guess what beer is for. That's what whiskey's for.
I drink that shit. I like when I buy expensive bottles and shit like that, whatever. Don't get me wrong. There's an amount of time I hold on to them because I want to open them for a special occasion something like that, whatever and stuff. I'm not holding them to resell it. I can give a fuck about that. If anything, I was going to resell, it would have been that retort 24-year-old that I opened up on his fucking shop. I've been like, shit, could have made that money back or whatever on that. But yeah, I usually buy the expensive bottles to fucking drink. I don't, I ain't looking to make no profit off of it or whatever.
Yeah, ain't trying to flex.
If you spend $500 on a bottle, Cody, like, let's say you could get $700 for it. Wouldn't you rather drink that motherfucker than if it's supposed to be, like, all that rare and shit? Yeah.
Because what you're going to keep doing, you keep running to this thing, is that you'll keep buying expensive shit, so you're not going to really make any profit. You're just going to be spending and selling for no fucking reason. So at some point in time, it's going to be like, why am I doing this? If you I'm not get, enjoying the shit ever.
Okay, let's.
It's just a constant cycle of me buying and reselling.
If you could get your hands on a Booker's Rye, which used to run for $1,000 before Jim Beam increased his prices, it's just like $2,000 now, and it's hard to find a shit. So if you could get that bottle for $1,000, you mean to tell me you would resell that for $1,500 to $2,000, or would you drink that motherfucker? Some rare ass bourbon, right? Rye right there. I'm drinking
that. Because what are you going to do with the money you get? You're going to buy some rare shit. Probably closer to $2,000. You're gonna resell that, so you're not really gonna make much profit at the end of the day.
And not only that, though, you didn't even get to try that Booker's Rye.
Yeah.
So like, you had it in your hands, Cody, and you mean and like so, like if you had it in your hands right now, and then I was like, oh man, let's open that shit up. How's it taste? Whatever. And you looked at me and said, oh, I don't know how it tastes. It ain't mine no more. I already sold it. What?
Hey, that was my thing too. Cause I used to hold on to a lot of like rare bottles back in the day to age them. Like, nah, what the fuck? That's one. That takes so much goddamn space.
Oh, they really They really fucking do.
Gives a fuck at the end of the day. Beer is beer. Whiskey is whiskey. It's made to be drunk.
Yeah,
that's the fucking point of liquid. Supposed to drink the shit.
but especially like. When you come to like the beer aficionado that you are, the whiskey aficionado I am, it's like, I want to be able to tell this story of that. I had, like, you were able to tell that story. You had that Goose Island or whatever the other day, whatever.
You don't want to tell a story like, I had this bottle for like a week, then I sold that motherfucker for $500 profit.
Imagine, that's a Cody.
Fun story.
Imagine, Cody, had you never opened that Goose Island and you sold that motherfucker. The best beer you said you've ever had in your life.
Oh, that double. Oh, Jesus Christ! Man.
Imagine that right there. Now imagine deprive
myself that fine liquid. Ooh.
Imagine you owned that bottle and you sold it, but then you had a friend. He gave you a sip of his glass or something like that. He had like the let's just say it was the last one left ever made or whatever. So he gave you a sip and you took that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get your phone out and be like, hey, you remember that bottle I sold you, man? Hey, I pissed in that. Give it back.
Got my S's in there, brother. I'm going to have
to man. Hey, I'm only telling you this because I felt really bad. My conscience, man. It was.
I'll help you out.
So if you could just get that back. I just come pick it up, matter of fact.
No, you just leave it on the front porch, man. We ain't got to meet. This is right here on the side. I'll grab it real quick, but it's real easy, brother.
You could just do that. That'd be great, you know? I would love it, you know? So, you know what? I know somebody else did that. This motherfucker had like 12 George T. Stags or whatever. I was like, I'll buy two of them off you. The fuck you going to do with 12 of them?
Man, that's the thing with all these people getting bots to buy these PS5s and shit.
Oh my god.
Got like stacks of PS5s. I'm like, oh, you motherfuckers, man. Fuck those people. I hate the motherfuckers.
I like this hoarding shit. Like I don't understand that or whatever. It's just like, especially with liquor, man. Liquor's meant to be shared. It's meant to be
It's
meant to be. What are you doing? Yeah. Especially in quarantine. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Just sitting there looking at them like, man, look at these 12 bottles I got, you know? Yeah. My case is I like to buy two bottles, one to store, because I'm going to kill this other one.
Exactly.
Now it's kind of in the realm of like three, because like one is like, oh, I want to open this up with the buddies. This one I want to store. And then this one I probably open up like at home, drink them alone or whatever and shit like that. So that way when these two bottles go, I can do that. Or then again, when I was getting all those Weller foolproofs and shit that you saw, I was just making trades with most of them. I was like, because people, you know, they can't find Weller proof. This shit's hard as fuck to find whatever. And I was like, find people that was like, oh, I can't find one. I was like, what you got in your stash? And tell me, hey, I got this bottle. All right, I'll give you this then for that then. Whatever. He's like, oh, man, you'd make that trade? Yeah, I would. Shit, I got seven of the goddamn bottles. So you make the trade all day. Oh, yeah. So stop with this hoarding shit, people. I mean, they're not going to stop, but, you know.
They're not going to stop. They ain't going to listen to us.
These faulty quick get rich scams that I think that they're pulling here. You'll make a quick, you know, $1,000 here, but let me tell you right now. You live in California, that $1,000 ain't shit, really.
About to say, yeah. You can go up in like shit, maybe a week. Less than a week.
Do you know how fast $250 for me goes in a week?
Like, you ain't lying, brother.
Like, man, $250 is like Remember back in the day when 100 used to be everything?
Oh, yeah.
You was rich when you had that 100.
Yeah. Get that Ben Franklin, baby. I'm
set. Yeah, man. That ice cream truck passed by. Shit, I want everything.
Chris Hunter, like, yeah, baby. what you got?
Yeah. Go to the store, be like, shit. Like a rich man. You go in the store now, you buy one thing, half that 100 already gone.
You
like,
yeah. You set one foot in that motherfucker. That building starts deteriorating.
Like Thanos and shit.
Fuck? Yeah, that shit got snapped.
It's like, what's going on here? Wait a minute. Yeah. Shit. Wait a minute, hold on. $78? That shit said $52, whatever shit. Oh, this is the tax, the sales tax, and the
sales tax. Oh, yeah. And hey, you better not buy online delivery, too. Getting shit at home. That shit adds up. Delivery fees, service fees, this fee, your fee.
Shipping and handling fee. Had to scratch my dick fee or whatever shit. Yeah.
You think it's convenient? Nope, it's not.
Should be happy.
That shit adds up.
Should be happy. I looked at your order fee. You mean?
I love how Uber Eats too. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get you $5 off. As soon as you spend $35 or more. Thank you, Uber Eats. Appreciate
and then
that.
You got to apply in the tip, the shipping delivery, whatever, tip, and then handling and shit. It's like, that shit came out $5 more than what it was supposed to be.
I might have drove the motherfucker myself. Would have been cheaper.
That's the same thing we've been bitching about with BevMo, is like when they give you those like $10 coupons and shit like that, and you just go like,
yeah, this shit's already marked up like fucking $25. What's the point of this?
I can go to Total Wine and get the same shit for like the $25 cheaper. And it's just
exactly.
And then when you use a $10 coupon, that shit don't even do anything. It's like, no. It's just still over the price that was on that fucking tag. Yo.
Wow, thanks, BevMo. You gave me a real solid there.
That shit say $49.99, Cody. Use that $10 coupon. It still come out to $53. You're like, wait a minute. What's wrong here? You start trying to play it cool. You're just like, yeah. You get to that car and look at that receipt and go like, wait the fuck? Yeah. Hold on.
Hey, you say BevMo to SpinMo. Call that fucking spot.
I love it too, because the one in Long Beach because it was like not that far from the Total Wine, they would always have signs with each other talking about, at least we ain't Total Wine. I'll pray like this.
Yeah, you're not Total Wine. You are certainly not Total Wine. Oh, you made that very clear these past few years. We know that. You got to say that. I know that firsthand.
Cody's always complaining they don't restock the beer. They don't even restock the whiskey in that bitch. They don't move that shit around. That one in Long Beach, dude, that BevMo had the same whiskey sitting in them glass cans. I was like,
the setup of the store is fucking terrible. I think I have set up shit correctly.
Like, oh, lay out bitch around. Like, it's terrible. I love it
BevMo,
too.
Man. Jesus.
When Cody introduced me to the craft beer, I'd go to BevMo and look at their beer. Say, that shit would be dusty as fuck in them aisles.
It's always like, dusty. Got spider webs, crawling down and shit. It's like, hey, you trying to get my shit back up?
That shit looked like it came from fucking Valhalla and shit like that. Like, I always had like some strange tune. Yeah.
That shit, Indiana Jones rated or something.
What's going on here? It would have some text I could never read and shit. Just like, that's it. I can't tell if that's beer or is that ginger ale? Or what is that?
That shit, man.
BevMo stroked me away from liquor. The most simplified thing in there is I was like, oh, they got cranberry juice in here.
Like, cranberry juice and mixers.
Yeah, they got the
water. That shit's marked up too.
Like a motherfucker, dude. Like this. This fool bought a Glenmorangie Signet 209.
Mm-hmm.
209. Do you know BevMo had that shit for 285?
Yeah, yep. I know. Yeah.
This was before the Signet went up to like 250 or whatever. 250. They had that shit at 285.
Oh, man. Man, oh man, BevMo.
You remember when we had a Circuit City and Circuit City prices was fucking ridiculous over Best Buy's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went out of business.
Yeah. Well, I remember old Circuit City going out of business. That's funny you mentioned it. I remember they went out of business the year I moved to the Valley after high school. I remember the last game I ever bought at Best Buy, Circuit City was Madden 09. Yeah. Brett Favre on the cover.
And it was around that time. Yeah, it was around that time. Because I bought the last one they closed, I bought a video game chair. And I think I might have bought the PlayStation 3. I think the 3 at the time was there. I bought like that joystick controller out of there and shit like that. And I remember Circuit City and Best Buy used to have like beef with each other and shit. It was like the Bloods versus Crips or something like that.
Best Buy was blue, Circuit City was red.
Yeah, they liked it. They used to, and you know, and our Circuit City and Best Buy was in Compton, so you know.
Oh, damn.
And the Circuit City, Cody, in Compton was by the train tracks.
Oh.
And Cody, across from the train tracks was the sheriff and the courthouse.
Oh, shit.
So if you went to that Circuit City, it was funny because the check cashing place was right next door to whatever. It was like, man, this is like.
It's a hot spot.
And the barbershop across the street was selling drugs at that bitch.
Oh, hell no.
I walked in that bitch. I was like, how they got this many 55-inch TVs? I mean, it's like, wait a minute. Hold up now. Shit. I looked in their little grease supplies. I was like, man, they got the good grease.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I start looking like that Homer Simpson meme and shit. Like, nah.
Slowly watch that.
Nah, bro. It's not happening here, bro. Man, so what are you thinking of that beer over there? I'm drinking some Hakushu 12 right now. I thought it was
okay.
A little smokiness right now, you know?
Yeah, what they don't put on here, it has like a nice little cinnamon thing going on here.
Ooh.
Which I like. It was actually parallel. It's funny enough, we talk about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving not being shit. It was actually paired well with the Thanksgiving meal with the cinnamon, like a true on full on dessert beer. But I could definitely see this, like, if you're drinking this, like, an apple pie or something like that, this would go perfect with that.
What do you normally drink around Thanksgiving? You drink
stouts usually. Yeah, stouts.
I tend to usually drink some Japanese whiskey around that time, too. Lately, it's been, like, some smokier shit, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Got to bring that smoke. So that's why I got the Hakushu 12 right now. It's got that little peatness to it. So I was like, yeah, it's nice and calm, cool, relaxing right there. But Christmas is when the real drinking begins, you know.
Oh, yes. December. Once December hits, it's our own, baby. You know, New Year's right after, so you know he's getting ready.
He's getting prepared. I already know the COVID case is about to shoot up like a motherfucker, so I was like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I see that happening. Like, it's like nobody's business, so I was like.
Yeah, the little one-month curfew, that's nice.
I saw that and was just like, why does he keep bullshitting with this shit? Like, just official. Stop with this. We're thinking of, and
I would keep it 10 p.m. Until we get the vaccine. That's what I would do.
Yeah, like,
because it might as well.
I mean, what is this
And once it's up, it's gonna be the same shit again. Because once December 21st hits, people are gonna start going buck wild crazy. Yeah,
I would just think at this point, Cody, like, they keep saying, like, oh, nobody understands this virus, we don't know anything about this virus. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, we're in December almost. At this point, I think we should have an idea now, like, you know, of what we're not this. And we're doing exact shit we did back then.
And I hope people would comply more, be cool with it, because we do have a vaccine on the horizon, as we've seen.
Yeah.
It's pretty much 95%,
by the way. Well, two 95%. Vaccines.
Yeah, two
vaccines, too, at that.
Very promising. Extremely promising.
And they said for the one that hit 95%, people that were 55 and older had no side effects to it as well.
Beautiful.
None. I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah. So just be cool till the vaccine is widespread, and we'll be partying by this time next year. Sound good, right? Sound good to me.
How many years you been living now, Cody?
30 years, sir.
How many years of that? Years. How many of those years you been partying and having fun and doing what you wanted to do?
Ah, shit. I'll say at least, 13, something like that?
I would say, like, so damn, 15 almost for me then. Mm-hmm. Almost 15 for me. I think I can go like almost half a year to 1 year not doing that.
Oh, yeah, I'm straight. I can do another 6 months easy. Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Because if I have the satisfaction knowing that if we got things together right now and I could do this next year around this time.
And those parties would be so much more rewarding if we get through this shit clean like that. You imagine how fucking awesome those parties are going to be when this shit is over?
I was going to say, New Year's next year?
Woo!
Man.
Man.
I think people are going to die more than COVID from all the drugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the alcohol poisoning and the drug overdoses.
I think it's going to be like more deaths than ever than something like that.
Yeah.
But you know what? It'll be deaths with a smile.
It'll be worth it.
They'll be smiling, holding that drink in their hand. Like,
I'd be waiting to go. Oh, shit, I wouldn't mind that.
It'll be looking like that Matrix party and Reloaded.
Yes.
Slow motion.
Okay, yeah. Rain falling down, sweating. Yeah.
Half clothes on and shit like that. Yeah. Shit, people might start dressing like that by next year.
Yeah, they might.
They already dressing like that, most likely. Mm-hmm. You might be having a New Year's party next year with sweatpants on and shit, okay? and a tank top, doing some Matrix dance and shit, slow motion, jumping up and down, whatever.
Yeah, listen to that music too. that future house music,
You gonna see that one dude in that that Chappelle skit where Charlie Murphy was like them dudes that look like a bitch and shit, and the prince and that dude with all the makeup on shit, and he was like snorting the coke and shit. You gonna see that shit at the bar? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be all kind of wild shit, whatever. Oh, stuff.
Crazy.
It's gonna be people fucking in the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah. Like right in the middle. That was gonna be looking like, yep.
It's worth it. Yeah, get it. Pat her on the ass for you. And you know what? He ain't even gonna get mad. He gonna look and be like, yep.
She'll be like, you're not her tattoo. Like, yep.
She gonna look at me and go like, don't worry, your turn coming. I'll be like, damn straight. I'm gonna start having the rubber in my mouth like, you know what? I'm gonna throw that thing on my like, bear skin today, girl. We're gonna make some non-quarantine babies up in this bitch. Yeah. Then 9 months later, I did that, Cody. Yeah, but nah, people gotta party today, Cody. They don't care about tomorrow. Yeah,
so, party now, goddamn it. Now.
I don't understand it though. It's like me and you are pretty young for our ages or whatever. And it's like the older crowd and stuff. You would think like they've been there, done that. Like you think they'd be like, I could wait 6 months if we just chill, you know? No big deal.
No big deal at all.
I never thought I would say this, but me and you got more patience than most of the world or the country does.
Yeah, we do. Like, I never thought I would get more patience than fucking Huntington Beach. They always come up in the fucking headlines, man. Every time there's a shutdown, what's the first thing I see? Huntington Beach. Doing some dumb shit.
Huntington Beach always doing the dumb shit.
Lord.
I was watching Trevor Noah and stuff like that, and they were interviewing people at the MAGA Million Man March or 10,000 March.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this. So this is the first thing I saw. Now, you see what that flag is?
Mm-hmm. It's Trump flag.
It's also a Confederate Trump flag at that.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump claims he's not a racist. He's the most least racist person in the whole room.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has a problem with that, does he?
Cody, if you saw your name on this flag.
On a Confederate flag.
And not just that one, neither. It's being sold. Like, most people have it in whatever and shit like that. Would you not say, I'm putting a ban on that fucking flag right now. I don't want to see my name ever on that goddamn flag. I don't understand. Do they know that they lost, by the way? They're waving the flag.
No, they're still saying like numbers still coming in. I mean, it looks like Biden has it, but we don't know for sure yet. Okay.
I got to tell you, it's funny seeing him getting laughed out. He's got laughed out of 15 court cases, and people are still donating money. I don't understand this one part or whatever. That's ridiculous.
Shit, throwing away money, man.
They're just throwing away fucking money. It's like
must be nice to have money just fucking just burn away, basically.
That's like if Cody was at the fucking blackjack table, lost 15 times, whatever, and he just said, JB, just give me $100, man. I can do this. I swear to God. And I looked at him and said, yeah, you're right. Here's an...
Yeah, that's basically what that is.
He lost 15 times.
Fucking Trump, man.
15 times. What was even funnier though, Trump ain't even a laughing stock no more. We've been there, done that. The funny motherfucker out of his whole cabinet is that Rudy Giuliani.
Man.
That motherfucker.
That hair dye, whatever the fuck you got going on there. That shit.
So there was a story. I forgot who wrote this. I can't remember the actor's name. He's a writer for a book too. He did a book about Mel Gibson years ago. And he lived with Mel Gibson to get the whole story. He said that Mel Gibson had this detoxing machine or whatever that he would lay in like a tanning booth and it would suck the gunk out of his body.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Okay,
you remember this now.
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad you remember this. So now it just don't sound like it's bullshit or whatever stuff. And he said when he looked in this container where it had all the gunk and shit, it was like black shit, like black ooze. Cody, now you know I'm not a religious person.
No.
After hearing that story and now seeing Rudy Giuliani, that black shit drip over there, evil does exist. I'm not saying there's a heaven and hell, but I will say there's some evil shit out there.
There's some T-virus shit going on. I don't know what the hell that is.
Because, first of all, why didn't he wipe the shit? That's like, how do you not feel that shit's oozing down your face or whatever?
Wait, yeah, because I'm no hair dye expert, but I know, I don't think shit usually sweats off like that.
No.
As far as I know.
No.
So did he, like, just get his shit dyed and, like, didn't dry it and it just went out there?
That's what I'm thinking.
No, that's what happened, right?
Like, either it literally just got done.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous as fuck, because Rudy, you're like fucking 84. Just let the shit
grow. You'll fucking get gray hair, man.
I gotta ask you, I was talking to Yoon about this yesterday. If I ever get like fucking full gray hair or go bald or whatever and shit like that, don't let me dye that shit. I'm asking you this as a friend too now. Don't let me dye. Or you know that little bald spot in the middle of your head or whatever, and they keep the fucking resident? Shave that shit. Just shave it, please.
Just end that shit. It's a wrap, buddy.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's done.
Wrap it up, B.
It's done. I saw. We was watching UFC. I saw two UFC fighters with that same ball spot in the middle of their head, and I just looked at them and was just like, why do men do this?
Yeah. LeBron, I love you, brother. But you too.
Yeah, shave it.
Just get rid of it. You look fine. I'm sure you look fine, ball, but just do it. Just
LeBron, do it. You make millions of dollars. You're the most famous athlete in the world. You do all this charity work. What do you give a fuck about the hair? Maybe, Cody, we just speaking because we haven't lost it yet.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not in his shoes, so I guess I can't say completely. But I would imagine if I were.
I would say if you were. Like, shit.
Yeah, it's just get it over with.
Not only that, he already married.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who he looking good for? It's not like the hair is making him look good or anything like that. So it's just like, I don't understand the need to keep it. It's like,
yeah,
just shave that shit, bro. Look at Morris Chestnut. He let that shit go. And looks good.
Rock. Damn good. He let that shit go.
Yeah, he let that shit go because that shit was receding like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he was Rock. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He let that shit go. I'm telling you this right now.
That shit was like.
I'm telling you this right now. As your friend, Cody, if I ever see that on your shit, I'm going to tell you, shave that shit right now before you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to shave that shit.
And I expect you to tell me the fucking same. Shave that goddamn thing. So if you see a big ass bald spot growing right there, or that shit where they keep it on the sides and it's bald. Shave the fucking hair off.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
What the fuck, dude? Like, it's bald or nothing, okay? Like, you either have hair or you don't, okay? None of this shit, okay? You don't look good at all.
No.
I don't even remember what the tangent was, but Rudy Giuliani, that motherfucker got some evil soul living up in him. Jesus Christ. This shit was just... The way this shit was dripping, Cody, I was just like you said, either he just got some shit done, but I immediately thought of that Mel Gibson story where I was just like, it's got some evil shit floating out of him, Cody. I don't know about this. And the way he bullshits so much, I mean, because he bullshits so much, like, it's laughable. It's like, I don't even know how you could think. It's funny because his supporters, they like all for him. I'm just like, I know y'all fucking with him now. Like, y'all got me. Because like, there's no way y'all believe in any of this bullshit. Because I found that shit hilarious when he was in front of that porn store. I thought that shit was hilarious. Because you know there were some dudes in that porn store with black sunglasses and trench coats going like, I'm just browsing. You know, just browsing. And then when they saw them cameras pop up, shit. I'm browsing for an extra hour, you know? They kept looking out that door going like, damn, they still here? Shit. They found me. I used to see, because this is one of those stores in like downtown LA. I used to work in a building nearby. You used to see random dudes going there with them coats on and shit, like putting they had like leather jackets on. They like cover up their face and shit. Just like, brother, you going in the porn store? I just went in there to get some. One dude told me that he's like, I went in there to get like some cannabis and shit. I was just like, give a fuck. Like,
who cares? I don't judge you. Why would I give a fuck?
Yeah, shit. You act like I'm about to be at your house jacking off and shit.
Yeah.
For all I know, you could be watching it with your lady. Women watch porn, shit.
Yeah, doubt it, but maybe.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, Cody. You know? I'm trying to say, maybe they're trying to spice up their relationship or something, Cody, you know?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to add some freakiness to the bed or whatever with butt sex like .2, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, throw a little French in there. So I got the Hakushu 12 I'm sipping on, like I said. Ooh. What I like is because on the note, it's got that toasted, like, kind of like a toasted barley film. I'm not that big on this Hakushu 12 neither. I like it, but it doesn't blow my mind. It's fine.
Gets the job done.
Gets the job done, you know. Something different from the Suntory lineup, if you will, you know. But the reason why I don't like it because as much is because I feel like it's like a half-ass scotch in my opinion, in some way, because it has that peatiness to it, but it's not fully there, really.
It's not enough peat.
So I feel like if you're gonna do that, go all in, baby.
That's what I was saying last week. Yeah, some scotch. Not last week's one of these previous shows.
Last week, wasn't it?
Was last week? I would say, yeah, if you're gonna go peat, go full peat. Fuck it.
But then, like I said to the last week on that too, whatever. It's like that's probably not what they were going for. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that, whatever. And they were going for this blend of just having that peat there, but also getting that roastiness into it and stuff. So I'm being fair to them. I don't want to shit on them, unlike Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Man, speaking of, I saw the ending.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too long. I know we got to get back to the alcohol. But
no, please. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, so that's what Loki, right? Was it Basim?
Yeah, Loki is Basim. Yeah, he's a reincarnation.
Reincarnation, yeah. And Desmond is supposed to be like this...
He's Adam.
He's Adam. That thing. Yeah.
He's Adam, and the chick that you play in these new games, like Odyssey and Origins and stuff.
That's Eve.
That's Eve. Like, that's what he did. Because they turn gold at the end, and you just go like, that's Desmond. It's like, oh, they Adam and Eve. All right, cool. All right, whatever.
But now they're trying to retcon Assassin's Creed 3 because they said it could change timelines. Yep. And
This game has a lot of tie-ins with Assassin's Creed 3. You can find that little chamber that Haytham found and shit. And you find Connor's tribe too.
His descendants. I'm always happy they're like going back to Assassin's Creed 3 is somewhat addressing what happened, but it's still bullshit though. Yes.
See, my problem, because I know a lot of people thinking like, oh, you don't think this goes with the other Assassin's Creed. That's not my problem. My problem is if you're gonna go full Assassin's Creed, go full Assassin's Creed. I don't want these little tidbits like, hey, you
but it sounds like they're just trying to make up for lost time doing this whole alternate timeline shit. Yes. Like, oh fuck, we gotta do some of that Assassin's Creed 3 shit. Cause I even know this. I found out they actually kill off Juno in a comic book. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. She's dead.
Yeah. But they've kind of retconned that because also not only that, Desmond's son is also in the comic book.
He has a son?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay.
He has a son, Cody. Yes. He's okay. The Templars know of him, but they're waiting till he gets to his full potential.
They make me do extra work with this shit.
See, that's what I'm saying now. And I don't even read the books. I say fuck them books. I don't even read the books. Because even the creators of the games, they say like most of the stuff from the books, we don't really take those into the games as much. You can use them for context, but they're not.
That's why I like The Mandalorian. They have a bunch of like nerdy Star Wars shit in there. You don't have to watch any of that old shit to know what's going on.
Nope. Yeah, you know all that shit that's going on.
Yeah.
But Assassin's Creed. See, the problem with Assassin's Creed 3 is they try to not acknowledge the games beforehand, and then they will acknowledge something like part 2 or part 3, and it's going like, no. Black Flag, Syndicate, and all those other, they happened. Like you didn't waste my time and waste your time, whatever, and stuff like. And now you're trying to get into this. Loki is a reincarnation of this character now, who's going to be like probably the ongoing character going forward now. And the character you played in this game, he's a reincarnation of Odin, and it's just like, all right. You can clearly tell though from watching that ending, this is not what they had planned when Assassin's Creed 3 came out.
Hell no.
Like, you can tell they're clearly making this shit up as they go along. Like, it is like, and don't get me wrong, there's some stuff in there, storytelling, you just go like, okay, I can see how that ties in with there. But you can tell that didn't have this like planned out, they just thought of this shit and it's like, we got to tie this in. And the problem is because they keep getting creators like, oh, that guy that made this game, he made that game back too. So now he's tying into his game. And it's just like, y'all need to just find one fucking studio, one goddamn creator, and just run with that motherfucker.
It's like the latest Star Wars sequel franchise. No vision. It's all over the fucking place.
Ubisoft sounding like EA.
They kind of are, do they? I'm
gonna lie. Franchise killer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, because I remember you said last week you were talking about they needed to go full modern day. There's been a lot of hints that Watch Dogs is kind of what it would look like. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, because I think Watch Dogs they actually kind of like, they kind of confirmed that it does take place in the Assassin's Universe.
Yes. And they're even in the newer one, I think it's Legion, Uh-huh. They even have an assassin character you play in there in the DLC as one.
Yeah, because there are even hints, like even the first Watch Dogs, where you like take down like one of the Templars or some shit.
Yeah, one of the Templar like leaders and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's same universe.
I hate those games so fucking. Those games suck.
Watch Dogs. Yeah.
I played that first. I was like, this is shit. That was awful. It was really awful. It was bad. And somehow they was able to make what, two more? I'm just going like.
Made two more, yeah. Watch Dogs 2, the Legion, yeah.
I was like, man, this company just got so much money. They can just make shit that, yeah. I thought people hated that game. How did they was able to make two more? Like,
people buy it. Yeah, wait, man, hold on. Fan base.
What do you mean tell me? This game got bullshit reviews and stuff like that. And I had to wait how many, 20 years for my goddamn Shenmue 3? Ain't this a bitch? Yeah.
That's just life.
Hey, Shenmue 2 got great reviews all across the board, whatever. It said it was the pioneer of gaming at the time and shit like that. I had to wait 20 fucking years for a third one that was on a Kickstarter version. Meanwhile, this shitty ass game that nobody liked, or whatever, still, yeah, because it had a fan base, or whatever. They made that shit a year later. I was like, ain't that a bitch? That really pissed me off, actually, more than I was like, man. So when you said that, I had thought about that, and I was just like, because I thought about that too. And I was just like, we just need to go full, which I think we're probably, if I hate to say these words, if Ubisoft learns from what not to do in Watch Dogs, I mean, Legion, oh, yes, Watch Dogs. Then we could have a cool modern day. But I was just like, after watching that, I was like, I have no faith in this company to do that. So which ending did you see, by the way? Did you see the whole Loki, what they put the mask on and the gods and shit like that and stuff? Or
where he just like wakes up and then they go back to Desmond being like yellow and shit. And then
The chick was yellow. Layla, sacrificed. Yeah.
Then they bring back Steve Rebecca. Is out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, they were in the game. They were in there helping.
Oh, they were helping
Layla the whole time. And but which was weird about that is because like you set up Layla in Origins Odyssey and here, she is barely a factor in these games. So to make her Eve and set her up with Desmond and shit, it's just like, why would I give a fuck about her? like this is probably the first game I actually cared about Layla just because she looked like shit. I mean, they put bags under her eyes and shit like that. I was like, God damn, what happened to you? Shit. I was like, Jesus Christ.
And that damn anime's too long.
Man, like she looked like a crackhead. She looked like that chick that Jamie Foxx used to play in Martin Lawrence's hallway and shit like that. Like, she looked horrible. I was like, you know, because at first I was kind of checking her out, you know, in the first two games. I was like, all right. But she was always like kind of weird to me because I was like, this is that racial tone shit they're trying to play. They're like, we don't want to say she's black. But we'll give her that skin tone, you know.
She might be, she might not be.
She's got a strong tan, you know.
We leave it ambiguous.
You notice they do that shit, it's like, is she black or what? Because you look at her skin tone, you go like, I see what you're doing here. Mm-hmm. You don't want to make her black, but you want to say, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Being diverse here. I see what you're doing here. And you fuck you, you. So, but it's like, why would I care about her to be Eve at this point? It's just like, y'all need to wrap this up. Wrap this up. You know, if they would have just wrapped this up by Assassin's Creed 4 instead of doing that Black Flag shit, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, like a nice, nice, tight conclusion to the story.
If they would have just wrapped that Desmond story up.
Mm-hmm. That's all I want it.
I wouldn't have had a problem with all this.
But they dragged this shit out since 2012. It's been 8 goddamn years. And we're just now getting some sort of conclusion, but some sort of, I guess, follow-up to the fucking Assassin's Creed 3 finally.
And not only that, Cody, you had to play 24 hours of, gameplay just to get this snippet. Oh. You had to spend $60 or $50 if you got still the old systems or whatever and shit. $50 to $60. And you had to play this amount of hours just to get a fucking snippet of a 12-year-old story that we ain't touched on for 12. And then you want to bring up Connor and Hathaway and shit. And it's just like, I don't give a fuck if this is Connor's tribe. Like, I hated that dude. Like,
that dude sucked.
Yeah. He was the worst character of all these people. I love all these Assassin's Creed apologists coming out. Oh, Connor actually. that dude sucked. I saw in the comment section, they were just like, it would make sense to make another Connor game because He's like a grand assassin, you know, and something. So I was like, I'd like to see that. Like, nah, I already played a grand assassin. His name was Ezio.
Yeah.
I don't need to do no four or whatever and shit like that. And I hear some people talking about, like, well, I hear people complaining he ain't the dude we're playing with, not an assassin, but maybe in the DLC he'll turn into one. I was like, so you mean tell me I got to spend an extra $20 for him? Nigga, suck my dick.
To live to the name of the fucking franchise.
Okay, suck. You son of a bitch, you. No. And no, okay. See, I used to think I was an apologist for this shit. There's some real hardcore ass fucking apologists for this shit. It's just like, man, I can't believe after all these years, y'all still. Maybe if you get the DLC, Cody, you know. So I was like, God damn, you fucking cheap ass motherfuckers.
Oh, that's great. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Oh, man. It's like at this point, give me the fucking end. I didn't put this much time and effort to this fucking series. It's like, you gotta give me a fucking ending now.
Yeah.
I need a fucking ending.
I want a solid conclusion, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want a full like, when they get that ending, I just want to watch a straight movie of cutscenes on YouTube or whatever shit. Just the whole thing. So we can all, so it ain't like no 12-year gap in between. Like, so I can just get to the shit and just go like, yeah. Assassin's Creed, 2007, people been working on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
2007. I've been playing this fucking game since
13 years.
Since 2008, when that first game came out. When I first heard about it in 2007, I was like, this game looks dope as shit. I've been playing this fucking game since 2008, when that first one fucking came out. And I still ain't got a goddamn conclusion, Cody. At least with Shenmue, you could be like, well, they had a 20. I understand why I didn't get a conclusion that, Cody. They never made a fucking third one. Goddamn game company went out of business and everything else, whatever and shit. And then next, you know, it became a Kickstarter game, whatever. I understand why I didn't get it. Assassin's Creed been making a game every goddamn year since then. And I don't have a conclusion yet.
Yeah.
How many games is it now? Let's see. Oh, one, shit. Two, Brotherhood, Revelations, three, four, Rogue, because when the Xbox One came out, they made one for the 360 still.
Unity.
Rogue, Unity.
Syndicate,
Origins,
Odyssey,
and
Valhalla.
So we had 12 fucking games, and that's not even including remember the one they had for the PS Vita.
Yep.
I forgot the name of that one. It still ties in though. Ties in with Assassin's Creed 3. So, and then they made the three little side scroller ones, and they even made like some fucking for the Nintendo Switch shit or whatever, the little side scroller ones for Ezio. I mean, not Ezio, Altair and shit. And I was just like, so all these games and shit, they even got books now, Cody. And we ain't got a fucking conclusion to one story yet. We ain't even got a hint of a, hey, we getting close to that finale.
Yeah, there's like an insight, like an end game to any of this. It's just, kind of just keeps going. It's kind of like throwing darts at the fucking wall, seeing where it lands.
It's Walking Dead.
Yeah. At this point, it seems like they're just making up excuses to just travel to certain lands and times, as opposed to just genuine storytelling.
And it looks like the same lands and shit. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, people want Vikings. All right, let's do Vikings.
Dude.
Oh, people want this. They want Egypt. No, it's like, okay.
The funny thing is, you get to America. That's how you find out for Connor's land and shit like that and stuff like that. You get to America in this game, and the main character's like, I've never seen such land like this before. They do a wide shot. All you see is trees and grass, and shit. And you're just like, what the fuck is so different about that in Europe? You see that little-ass lake in the middle of the trees and shit? You're just like, I'm climbing up a stone or whatever. He's just like, such granite and stone. I was like, it's the same fucking rocks you was climbing and fucking you. What is he talking about? I was like, man, what are you? It's the same trees you was climbing in Odyssey. I'll give Origins, at least, because like Origins was in Egypt. That was a whole new different setting. We just talked about that. There's a whole different setting. That's why people love it so much. I'm saying if you did it in Asia, you probably get the same thing. But before that, before Origins, Syndicate, it wasn't no different than when you was playing the first Assassin's Creed and you had all these buildings and cities and shit. I don't give a fuck if it was London or the fucking Great Century Wall or whatever it may be. Before that, was Unity. It's like, oh, it's gonna look no different.
Same shit.
It's like, all right, whatever. Buildings to climb and trees to look at. All right, cool. I got it. I get it now. Whatever. What do you give your beer, by the way?
I'm gonna give it a three. This is really good. This is especially great for the holidays. Mm-hmm. It pairs well we get your holiday desserts, like I mentioned pie earlier, or pretty much any sort of pie.
Really, I love especially. Apple pie.
Mm. Yeah, apple pie, that's one of my favorites.
Apple crumb pie? Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. This is nice. It had a great mouthfeel. Great amount of coffee on the flavor of the palate. Hazelnut, it's not really prominent. I'm getting more of the cinnamon type vibes here. Hazelnut, it's kind of in the background. It's there. It's nice. But it's not like prominent. Which, hey, if you're looking for more hazelnut or not, maybe that'll deter your grade or not. For me, I'm cool with it because I think this is good beer, period. I think it's a good solid imperial stout. So once again, that's Port Brewing's Santa's Little Helper. Yeah, so I give it a 3 drops.
Cody's pouring that into his eggnog today as we speak right now.
I don't really fuck with eggnog.
I don't even know what eggnog is, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not my thing.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
It's not my thing. People love eggnog. I know my brother loves eggnog. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it. So, yeah, I just drink regular liquor.
Eggnog, cranberry sauce, don't fuck with it.
Stuffing, cranberry sauce, and eggnog. I don't fuck with it. That's not my thing. So, yeah, it's what is your favorite dish for Thanksgiving? If you got a dish.
If you know how to make it right, turkey is. Turkey. I love greens, too. Greens.
Turkey. Can't never go wrong with greens, man.
So,
yeah, have you ever had bad greens before?
No.
Yeah. No. How can you fuck that up, right?
I'm not, because my aunt makes some bomb-ass fucking greens, bro.
Although, I will say, I never thought you could fuck up potato salad. I went to Kentucky once.
Oh, yeah, you can fuck up potato salad. Yeah. Hey, you can fuck that up.
I went to Kentucky.
Yeah. I had bad potato salad.
I went to Kentucky. And I've never known bad girl. I always had great potato salad. And I went to Kentucky. It's the South. I'm thinking, like, you're going to have to.
You would think, right?
I remember I got me this big-ass spoon. I was like, man.
Well, get ready, boy. You just, I was just prepared. Was like,
I didn't have shit else on my plate, girl. I just had this big-ass salad. I said, this shit's about to be bomb as hell right here. I took one bite.
Should have told you, mayonnaise potatoes, didn't it?
And it's funny because I heard like a relative say, "Ooh, I can't wait to try her potato salad." And I just looked at her. I was like, I wanted to slap the shit out of her. I looked at everybody else that did that fake laugh. I slid that shit in the trash can so fast. I didn't realize it could be bad. And then after that,
yeah,
said no more. I was like 19 at the time. I was so disappointed in my life, Cody.
That sucks.
I wasn't drinking at this point, so you know, I was disappointed in life. I was just like, everything I've been told to is a lie.
Fucking lie. Goddamn lie.
Yeah, so I was highly disappointed, and once I did, I said, you know what? I'm only fucking with my mama's potato salad now.
Yeah. So, go what you know. Yeah, go what's reliable.
I don't know how you could fuck this up. Like, how did you forget the goddamn seasoning in this bitch?
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what happened. That's what happened. Forgot the seasoning. That's the only way that happens.
No fucking seasoning in this bitch. Like Cody says, shit tastes like...
Throw some white shit and some potatoes. You good.
Shit tastes like potatoes and relish and onions. What the fuck? Shit tastes gross.
No, sir.
Yeah, so for me, it would be turkey and greens. If I got to go, yams.
Yeah, yams are good.
I have yams on the side. So yams, greens, and turkey. Give me some of that or whatever. I throw that on the side or whatever shit. On mine, man, I love this. I will say I do love this toasted taste on your nose, on the nose and on the palate right there. But I love how it just quickly turns into a finish. It's got more like a fruity taste to it, whatever. So it gets
interesting. Okay.
Fruit flavors to it. So, But I'm with you, though. Because it's funny because I think this is my problem I had with it before. But now it's kind of like, this is probably what they were going for, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, if I hear otherwise, I'd be like, that's not what we were going for at all. I'd be like, oh, well, then you fucked up there. But actually, it's kind of unique, and I give them credit for it in the sense that it's like something different from Suntory, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't have too many malts, Swiss malt liquor. No, single malts that taste like this, Cody. So, with like you, I give this a 3, too. Dropping a 3 on this.
Hey, 3 is all around. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit we drinking over here.
I'm thankful for this podcast to do with you. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this glass of whiskey. And now I got to go bash the motherfucker's head in for a TV.
I'm going to grab his chair real quick.
You'll see me on the TV smile. With a shirt that says, I swear, I'm thankful. So, 3's all around, people. And that is the Thanksgiving edition here.
That's it.
So she wrote drop. So with that said, people, we are getting out of here now. And I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And as we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
That was heavenly.
That reverberation, though.